Every breath I find your grace. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty And we were discussing the ma'rifah of Allah, how to attain it And in particular, we will attain the gnosis, the recognition of ma'rifah of Allah through the sifat of Allah. Meaning, when we look around us and we see the atharat, the signs of those sifat, those blessed attributes of Allah are manifest, then this will grant us more ma'rifah, more recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And specifically, we were discussing those sifat which are related to the knowledge, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this episode, we will begin with another sifat. And this sifa is Ar-Raqib. Ar-Raqib means the watchful one. And Allah Ta'ala is Ar-Raqib in the sense that He is ever watchful of His slaves, of His creation, of His people. There is not a single moment where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does not watch over His creation. His knowledge is complete. There's no lapses in His knowledge. There's no gaps in His knowledge. Nothing of the sort. And nothing is hidden from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Raqib, the watchful one. Now moving on, let's discuss another sifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is directly linked to His knowledge, His ilm. And that is the sifah Al-Alim, the one who knows. And there's another sifah Al-Alim. And this is a word with an intense meaning, like who knows everything. Who knows everything continuously. There's dawam in this meaning of Alim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim in Al-Quran al-Kareem we're told alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows the hidden and the apparent, whatever is zahir. So Allah is alim and alim. He is forever knowing. He is continuously knowing as well. And in Al-Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yuni wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. He knows the deception of the eyes. And what is concealed in the hearts. In another verse, يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ He knows whatever is in the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the deception of the eyes. What does this mean? When a person looks at another individual, with what intention is he looking at that person with? This is quite difficult for a normal person to ascertain and to find out. Meaning, perhaps sometimes if someone is somewhat of an expert in body language, and this is not certified or anything like that, but he has this skill where he's able to tell when someone looks at him, what is the intention behind that look? Is it a look of disdain? Is it a look of contempt? Is it a look of hatred or jealousy or anything of the sort? But in reality, what is going through that person's heart when he's looking at someone? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the depths of those thoughts that are crossing that person's mind. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the deception of the eyes. Whether a person is looking at someone with the intention to harm him, to ma'azallah, to trouble him, to cause him great concern, Allah ta'ala knows. Or is it looking at someone out of mahabba, affection, whatever. So He knows where there's khiyana, where there's deception, involved as well. And He knows what the hearts conceal. Meaning, when a person plans something, for example, something sinister, something evil, when he's looking at another individual, Allah Ta'ala knows about all of this. What the hearts conceal. As human beings, we don't have that knowledge. We don't have access to that knowledge. In fact, many a times, our judgment regarding someone may be completely wrong. It may be the case that we think that so-and-so believes that we are bad or believes that we are a threat to him or believes we are not from his well-wishers. But the exact opposite is the actual case. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows the reality of what the eyes hide and what the hearts conceal as well. He knows about the deception of the eyes and He knows about the hearts and what they hide as well. And this is whether someone makes that apparent or not, keeps it concealed. Allah Ta'ala still knows. The creation doesn't know, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows everything. Let's look at a few examples in relation to this. In Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're taught about the story of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created him, and he spoke to the angels, and he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. When your Lord said to the angels, I am going to make a khalifa, a vicegerent on the earth. And the angels obviously replied, saying that you will make someone a khalifa who will shed blood on the earth and who will cause corruption on the earth. They were looking at general human beings and the fitna that general human beings cause. But the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they are free from all of that. And the angels also said, you're going to make humankind khalifa, whereas we, the angels, we praise you, we glorify you, we mention your purity. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Allah Ta'ala replied, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala knows what you do not know. Meaning Allah Ta'ala knows the wisdoms behind the creation. If He sends humans onto the earth, yes, there are bad people amongst creation, amongst humans, but the lofty ones like the Anbiya alayhi salam, the Rusul alayhi salam, the Awliyaullah, the Sulaha, the righteous ones, they are a means of great good for the inhabitants of the earth. And they are superior, meaning the Anbiya alayhi salam and the messengers alayhi salam are superior to the angels alayhi salam. So this was Allah Ta'ala's complete knowledge regarding humankind and the wisdoms behind inhabiting the earth with humans. And the best of all humans, the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. And he said, قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When they said that we can do this role, you should send us, when they did izhar of this, then there was another reason behind their saying this. And Allah Ta'ala revealed that He knows why they are saying this. Allah Ta'ala knows the depths of a person's mindset, thought process, etc. He knows the outer, He knows the inner as well. Now, the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is muhit, is all-encompassing. And it's la mutanahi, it's limitless. And there's a famous verse that we mentioned in one of the previous episodes regarding this. وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. And this verse spoke about how if all the trees in the earth became pens to write with, and the oceans became the ink which is used to write that pen, and then there were a further seven more oceans, مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. The kalimat of Allah, the speech of Allah will never end. What it means here is the excellences of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah. If you to write this, enumerate this, meaning everyone in creation, humankind, jinnkind, the angels, if they were to try and write using the oceans, seven more oceans as well, seven more times, they will never enumerate it. مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. There'll still be more to write regarding the greatness of Allah, the excellence of Allah, because it's لَا مُتَنَاهِ. It doesn't end. It's endless, limitless. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So those things regarding the excellence of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, endless, will never end. So Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is la mutanahi. Allah Ta'ala is alimul ghaibi wa shahada. He knows what is hidden, He knows what is present. And when we say He knows what is hidden, this is in terms of humankind, whereas nothing is hidden for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is the creator. Nothing is hidden from Him. And if we were to discuss the depth of the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, meaning أَعْلَمُ الْعُلَمَى, take someone who is the most knowledgeable scholar and you ask him to write or speak about the knowledge of Allah, he won't be able to do justice. He won't be able to define it. Depth of the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, it's not possible for humankind to do this. It's not from the mumkinat. It's not from those things which are possible. And in hadith, this is explained how, and this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, and it's in relation to the waqia, the incident of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Khizra ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. When they were on the boat going in the ocean, a bird came, a sparrow, and it dipped its beak into the water. And Khizra alayhi salam turned to Musa alayhi salam and said, do you know the water that has gathered in the beak, that small amount, that drop of water you could say? That is the knowledge of humankind, the knowledge of creation and the water, vast oceans, that is the example of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning there's one drop compared to oceans and oceans. Allahu Akbar Kabir. And the ulama explain and they say this was just to give an example, just to make it easier for people to understand, just to facilitate comprehension. Otherwise, in reality, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is way more than that. Meaning the oceans, if you think about it, the water in the world, in the form of oceans, seas, rivers, it's mahdood again. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is not mahdood, it's not restricted, it's not limited, it does not end. So this was just one way of explaining the vast difference between the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of creation. It was a powerful example. But yet, the ulama explained that this does not do justice still to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's mahdood. So it's a way of explaining to people that that one drop is your knowledge, the entire oceans is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, trying to define the knowledge of Allah and understand how great He is, this is beyond human capability. But even if you try to understand the knowledge that people possess, we can't even do that. If you to gather the knowledge that humankind has possessed since the beginning of time, or even in just our era, people who are well-versed in various fields, we cannot even enumerate that. And in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, we're told, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. This is a famous Ayatul Kursi, that they cannot encompass knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except what He wills. Meaning, Allah ta'ala bestows knowledge, of course. Everybody who has knowledge is through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what the angels said in that incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. They said, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا. Purity be to you, O Allah. We have no knowledge except that which you have told us. This is the reality. We as Muslims, we're not arrogant. We don't attribute that knowledge to ourselves. We don't fall prey to vanity and self-conceit, ujub, which is a disease of the heart. In fact, we say that this knowledge is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we attribute that knowledge to the Creator, Jalla wa Ala, He blesses us in that knowledge. He grants us more knowledge. And in the Akhirah, we're deserving of reward as well, because this is the way of a believer. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the most knowledgeable in creation, yet he was never arrogant. He showed utmost humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is whom we should follow, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we cannot encompass any knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except whatever He wills. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using this beautiful verse, explains that whatever knowledge you have, it's through the bestowal of Allah. Now think about it. In the dunya, you have people who are experts in so many different fields. So someone's an expert in commerce, someone's an expert in agriculture, someone's an IT expert, somebody is an expert in the banking system, in economics, someone's an expert in sports science. Another person may be an expert in medicine. Another person is an expert in neuroscience. There's so many sciences in the dunya, and these specializations have complete departments in universities, in colleges, and you have research centers just for these various sciences. Meaning it'd probably be difficult and a great struggle for us to note down all of the different sciences that exist in the world. There are so many sciences that we don't even know about. Sciences related to geography, related to maths, related to history, related to science. Each one of these subjects contain many, many different sub-branches of types of knowledge and sciences. And we cannot enumerate them. So all of that knowledge, who is the source of that knowledge? None other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this example that was given, this shows how limited we are in our knowledge. We live for 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. You might be well read in a few areas, but there's definitely going to be a science or a subject where we don't know anything. And if we were to speak on that, we'd show ourselves up. We would embarrass ourselves in front of experts. They'll say, what are you on about? You don't know anything. You don't even know this or that. And this is quite evident today, where some people think it's okay to speak about the deen when they haven't even studied at all. And they undermine those years of study that the ulama have put in, that the ulama have devoted to learning the deen, And they'll come out and say, I don't accept that. I don't believe that. And when they speak in every jumla, every sentence, their ignorance is zahir, manifest for all to see, meaning anybody can see it. So nobody will speak about science because they know they'll get shown up if they're not an expert in it. Nobody will go to the mathematicians and say, look, I think this is the correct answer. Your formula is incorrect. If they're not well-versed, they won't dare to speak like that. Nobody's going to go into an operating theater and say, that's not how you operate. Do this. This is from my experience. This will help here. Say, who are you? You're not even a qualified doctor. You've got a fake certificate. Your knowledge is superficial. But when it comes to deen, everybody wants to be a spokesperson. Everybody wants to speak. And with social media, Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, this has made it 10 times worse, 100 times worse. People committing kufr, people saying statements of disbelief because they feel they can speak about the deen. Well, this is not the case. Yes, if you're saying you're going to post a hadith about the fadail of reciting kalima shahada la ilaha illallah, that's one thing. But when you start putting your viewpoint across regarding a specific topic which ulama have researched and their conclusion is different to yours, and there's consensus many times regarding the view of the ulama, you can't just go against it. So going back to it, in the world you have so many different sciences. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, above every knowledgeable person, there's another knowledgeable person. That's one meaning. The other meaning, above every knowledgeable person is عَلِيمٍ, meaning Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nobody's knowledge can compare to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Why? Because the mere fact is that the knowledge of creation is hadith. It's contingent. It was granted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's not la mutanahi. It's not limitless. It's not eternal. It's not pre-eternal as well. Qadim. None of that. These things only apply to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we see when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, and his hadith is in Sahih Bukhari as well, who is the most knowledgeable person right now? And he said, it's me. Allah Ta'ala said, no. There's another person who has a different type of knowledge. Just like in the dunya, you have so many different sciences, so many different subjects. So Musa alayhi salam was told to go to Khizr alayhi salam. He had esoteric, inner sciences, ruhani sciences, spiritual sciences. So Musa alayhi salam accompanied him. We know the whole story in the Quran as well. So information is widespread. I mean, daily, imagine how many books are written across the world. Not in one city, one country, all over the world. Thousands of books. And then books are published every single day in their thousands. Allah knows best their number. How many books will we read by the end of our life? And reading is one thing. Another thing is preserving that knowledge, being able to speak about a topic and do justice to a topic, having tabahur, expertise in a particular subject, particular topic. That's a different matter as well. There are many people who go through university, they go to Jami'at, they go to Darul Uloom, they spend the same time as others, but they exceed and surpass others in their knowledge. Why? Because, number one, they read a lot, and then that knowledge is mustahzar. It's present in their mind as well. This is the gift of Allah, the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are others who maybe spend double the time reading, and the knowledge isn't there. It doesn't stay with them. And there could be many reasons for that, which we're not going to delve into. But everyday books are being written to support the haq and to support batil as well. It's obviously wrong. If someone is doing that, is part of that cause, then there's condemnation for him. But the reality is that books are being written on all sorts of topics. I mean, all sorts of topics, and we cannot enumerate that. Our knowledge is very, very limited. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And you have not been granted except a small amount of knowledge. A very small amount of knowledge. And based on the examples that I've just given in the last few minutes, me and you can both understand, Allahu Akbar, what this verse means. That our knowledge is very limited. We spend our whole lives, we might not even master the science or the subject that we've studied, and it's a part of our profession in our life. All our life, meaning 60 years, someone spends 50 years working in a particular field, he's still not mastered it, possibly. So, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is la mutanahi, is very vast, it's limitless. And Allah ta'ala bestows that knowledge to whomsoever he wants. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, has the most knowledge in all of creation. In one hadith, in Jami' al-Tirmidhi. We're told that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw my Lord in a beautiful appearance, and he placed his hand of power between my shoulders, and I felt the coolness of that, and the blessings of that were what? فَتَجَلَّ لِي كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. And I was able to see everything. I knew everything in the heavens. Everything became apparent to me. I knew everything in the heavens and the earth as well. فَعَلِمْتُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. This is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is a glimpse of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yet, the knowledge of the Prophet alayhi salam is continuing, is hadith. It is, has a limit in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to us, we don't know. For us, you could say it's limitless because we will never be able to fathom, comprehend how much knowledge the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually possesses. But in reality, in the sight of Allah, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a limit to the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam as well. So this gives us an understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, he is alim, his knowledge is qadim, pre-eternal, it's abadi, it's everlasting, it's not subject to change, and he has knowledge of everything. Allah ta'ala's knowledge encompasses everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasalam, blesses with some of that knowledge as well. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In every breath I find your grace, in the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.